You know, to have two people kill themselves within 10 hours is just nothing brings us to our knees, but this is close. This is close, and every cop and every member of this department sees that as we go through this week. We need to talk about it. We need all members of the police department to understand that to go for help is not a weakness, it's a strength.
What does it take to get a more in-depth look into the week's top local news story? The Debrief brings you inside for a one-on-one conversation with our reporters, right here, right now. The Debrief.
Brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Visit our partner site, nbcnewyork.com/healthyou, to help you on your health journey. Hackensack Meridian Health, life years ahead.
Two suicides of veteran cops within 24 hours. Hello, everyone. This is David Ushery, an anchor on News 4 New York at 11 and 5. But we're bringing you a special edition of the Debrief podcast because I went to One Police Plaza and sat down with the New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill. The I team has been focused on PTSD and first responders. We did a couple of special reports for firefighters and police officers and the stress they face. And we've been trying to highlight this issue of the mental health of those on the front lines of tragedy and crisis, and are they taking care of themselves? It was brought into stark relief this past week with the deaths of two veteran cops that many in the department say they just didn't see coming. And so we went to Commissioner O'Neill, who's made the mental health of officers a priority, and he agreed to sit down with us. We want to share some of that interview with you now. Commissioner, first of all, condolences to you and the department after what's been a rather trying week, I would imagine. We know this morning you sent out a note to the 55,000 employees of the department, the officers and the civilians. Can you share with us a little bit about what you told them?
Yeah, thanks, David. I thought it was important to get this out right away to all members of the New York City Police Department, not just the uniform members. I mean, this is to have two suicides within 10 hours. It's just, and we go through a lot. There is a lot of tragedy in the work that we do, but to have two suicides within 10 hours is just, I'm not even sure if I can put it into words. Steve was a friend of mine, Chief Silks. You know, he was a month away from retirement, had everything in the world to live for, and to have this happen. And then Joe Calabrese, you know, 10 hours later. We need to talk about it. We need all members of the police department to understand that to go for help is not a weakness, it's a strength. And there are so many different ways to get help. You know, you could do it through the department, through PAPA, through the chaplain's unit, through the employees assistance unit. You can go outside New York City Well. So many different crisis hotlines that you can call. It's crisis to text. You know, just, you need to talk to someone, you know, whether it's your partner, whether it's your friend. Just talk to someone about whatever you're going through, because everybody goes through challenging times, you know, whether it's finances, relationships, is it job related? Everybody experiences that, and people process it in different ways. But you know, you can't think that you're alone and that there's no better way. There is a better way, and you have to choose life. And I know there's a stigma attached to it, but you know, we do our best in the NYPD to offer options where, you know, no one needs to know. You know, everybody goes through crises. Everybody in the world, I don't care who you are, and no one needs to know about it. It's your business, but you need to take a step forward, or have somebody help you take a step forward and get help.
Commissioner, this has been one of your main issues. You've talked about it. You've given video messages to the department. You sat down with us in November after we did a nationwide survey and found that cops felt this across the country. And that whopping number was, as you said, 90% fear a stigma and a reaction from the job. What more do you think you can do? How do you get that message out?
I think it's a message that we have to continuously put out. It can't be, you know, if there's a tragedy, it can't be just the next day. This has to be a continuous process. You know, this has to be done at roll calls. This has to be done in video training. This has to be done when you go to your twice a year firearms training. We need to talk about this. This can't be, you know, a deep dark secret. People have to understand that there is help available, and sometimes people going through crisis, they can't see that themselves. But maybe the people that they work with, their partners, their friends, their loved ones, maybe if they see something, we have to make sure that they have options, that they know where to reach out for help also.
What about James O'Neill before he was commissioner, the cop who came up through the ranks? Could you do what you were asking your officers to do if you saw a partner, someone in distress? It must be hard not only to admit it yourself, but then to say, hey, I think John Doe needs help. I think some are afraid to do that. Come back on them. Did you have to do that?
Yeah, David, I get that. And, you know, going through my 36 and a half years as a member of the police department, being involved in law enforcement, you know, I've had experiences where friends of mine, I've seen that they've had difficult times. So did I reach out and notify someone? No, but it's 2019. You know, we have to evolve. This can't be 1983. It can't be 1984, 1985. It's a new day. There are new avenues to pursue. There are new ways to get help. So, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a hypocrite, but times do change and times evolve now. So it's important. Because if something does happen, you're going to regret it. You know, why didn't I take this step? You know, I've had a number of people that I know over the last 5 years that have committed suicide. And when that happens, you stop and you say, what did I miss? How did I not know? So if you see something that you don't think is right, it has to be addressed. And that's the only way we're going to stop this. You know, we're a big police department. We're a big family. And I know it's difficult, but you don't want it to happen and to have to ask yourself that question. You know, what could I have done?
Commissioner, you know, as a policy, we usually don't cover suicides, but there was something this week that felt different. The veteran status of these two men, their distinction with the department, it felt different from us on the outside looking in. Did it feel different to the department, this 48-hour period and what happened this week? Did it feel different to you around here, 1PP? Did it feel different?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did, David. I was actually at Citi Field, answered the call, which is a charity. We're hosting 1,000 line of duty families with fire and police. And we're just about to step on the field. And one of the detectives I work with notified me that there was an officer with a self-inflicted gunshot wound out in the 112 precinct. And then 30 seconds later, he came up and told me it was Chief Silks. If that's not different, I don't know what is. You know, stopped me in my tracks. I've known Steve. I met him when I was a brand new captain back in 1996 in the Bronx. Steve's a good man, great cop, great friend, had a passion for life. And you know, and then we had the opportunity. He was a month away from having the opportunity to live his own life. And you know, he chose to end it. And you know, we're all, why would you do that, Steve? Why would you do that to yourself? And you know, that's a question that's going to go unanswered, unfortunately.
And we look for signs, but in many cases there aren't any, or are there? Or do we need to be better at trying to see?
I assume we need to be better. I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
But you know, the people at work with Steve, I probably saw him once a week. You know.
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't know. I think we have to look at suicides in a different way. It's not you know, it's not something that. That people should stay away from and not talk about. You know, I'm sure some of the police officers that have killed themselves have suffered from depression. You know, depression is real. Yeah. People need to understand that. This is not okay. I don't feel myself. I feel down. I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that, unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop and something bad's going to happen. This is a real issue that needs to be discussed. You know, we need to go to wakes, we need to go to funerals, we need to say positive things about the people that kill themselves. This is not a weakness. This is something was going on in their life that drove them to this, and we need to figure out a way to intervene and make sure it doesn't happen anymore.
And the reaction to him was beyond the department. Yeah. I saw reporters talking about him, community leaders, I mean, you know, and that seemed to resonate. The fact that we don't cover suicides is a policy, but we felt that with our first responders, there is something going on. We've seen it in the surveys. And the idea is that we're not talking about it. Maybe that's the point, that we do need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, you know, the officers can't help someone else. The if they need help themselves, right? So we should be talking about it. Is that your
point? Yeah, no, this is the business that we're in. We're in the business of helping people. But if the people trying to help others are going through crisis, you can't do your job. I've been doing this a long time, and every time it happens, I look back and think about how many people that I've known over my 3 decades, and I'd say it to say it's dozens. It's dozens.
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 Dozens of officers committing suicide. Yeah. That's striking.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing this. This is going to raise awareness, and the people in New York need to see this too. I mean, being a police officer is a very difficult job. We just had the Police Executive Research Forum came in and they did a conference with us and talked about suicide awareness. Chicago had an issue.
Chicago.
I think it was 5 over a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Chicago.
This is it's a nationwide issue.
Talk a little bit more about the community and what you think they need to understand.
Suicides of people in law enforcement is, I think it's important to talk about it. It's important for the community to recognize that this is an issue. And the rate of suicide, if I recall correctly, I think it's one to the third times greater than the general population. Mm-hmm. That these are difficult, challenging jobs. And I know at times there is tension between the police and communities, but I know why people become cops. I say this all the time, there's 36,000 uniforms. Not every person is a great person, but by and large, people choose these careers to make a difference and to do good and to put themselves before others, to run into danger. So I think for the people in New York, they need to realize that. And this is a department full of good people doing good things. And, I'm sitting here, I don't even know I don't know what the solution is. I'm still, to have 2 people kill themselves within 10 hours is just nothing brings us to our knees, but this is close. This is close, and every cop and every member of this department sees that as we go through this week.
And you want young cops to know, don't be fearful of losing your gun and shield.
No.
Reach out.
Yeah, and it's something we speak to cops about as soon as they come on a job, as soon as they become recruits. Don't be fearful. They're going to be difficult times. You don't have to keep this all in. It's a new day. It's a new age. We're a compassionate department. We want to see our people do their best, and sometimes you need help, and you have to reach out and not worry about what the repercussions are going to be, because they're going to be minimized.
Commissioner O'Neill, thank you again for
this
time.
Thanks, David. Thank you very much.
So those were the thoughts of Police Commissioner James O'Neill, again urging anyone, not just officers, but anyone in the NYPD who's struggling with something and need help, to ask. They won't be punished. They won't face retribution. We also want to share with you a hotline for anyone who might feel that they need help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, and you can call 24 hours. Please do call. I want to thank you for listening to this special Debrief podcast. I want to thank the producers, Jesse Edwards, Leah McBain, Ben Berkowitz, all from the NBC New York digital team. I'm your host, David Usher.